Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
This is the city. I work here. It was Wednesday, November 4th. It was windy in Los Angeles. We were working the day watch out of juvenile division. My partner's Frank Smith. The boss is Captain Powers. My name's Friday. A steady supply of literature had been finding its way into half a dozen high schools in the city. We'd gotten a lead on one of the sources of supply, a 17-year-old high school senior. We had to check it out.
Hey, you can see for yourself.
All right, you want to take everything out and lay it on the bench here?
You can see what's in there, can't you? My gym stuffs?
What's that back there in the corner, right-hand side?
Where?
You know where I mean. Dig it out.
Well, back here you mean these books?
That's right. Let's have a look, huh?
Why? Just a couple of books. The kid gave them to me.
Bring them out, Steve.
Okay. Just a couple of them. A kid gave them to me. Here.
There's more than a couple there.
It's what you call a joke, Steve.
Oh, well, that's what the kids call them. They're not so bad, though.
They're rotten, Steven. You know it. Now, where'd you get them?
I told you. A kid gave them to me.
Who? What's his name?
Some kid around school. I don't remember right now.
He gave you these books for nothing?
Sure. I had a couple he wanted. We traded off. A lot of the kids have them. We trade them around.
That stack you got there, they look pretty new. They couldn't have been passed around much.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Matter of fact, they look brand new to me. Don't even look like they've been opened yet.
How come you're rousting me on this thing? What about the other kids? They got them, too.
They're buying them, Steve. They're not selling them.
I'm not selling them. Anybody says that's a liar.
Now, both the fellas in the high school and the kids down the street in the junior high, they say you've been selling this stuff for months. Now, how about it?
They're lying, that's all. They don't know what they're talking about.
You've been selling these 35 cents a piece, three for a dollar. Last couple of weeks, you've been peddling pamphlets, a dollar a piece. Any of them in your locker, Steve?
Couple. I got them off another kid.
What other kid? What's his name? Come on, what's his name?
Some kid. I don't remember.
That's not much of an answer, son.
What do you want from me anyway? I told you I'm not selling the books. I don't care what those other goofs say. It's my word against theirs.
Maybe you ought to get this much straight, son. We're not out to get you. You're way down the line. We want the people at the top, the men who print this junk, the wholesalers, the big distributors.
So why ask me? I don't know anything about it. Nothing.
You don't want to cooperate, is that it?
What am I supposed to cooperate about? I'm not mixed up in anything.
We think you are, son. We know you are. Now, who are you selling this for? Where do you get your supply?
All you see is what's in my locker. I ain't selling. I don't have any supply. You've got to go far to prove I have.
No, not very far, Steve.
What?
From about here to your home. 11:38 a.m. We picked up the supply of books and pamphlets as evidence. For weeks, we'd known that a steady stream of this type of material was being fed into half a dozen high schools and junior high schools throughout the city. Books. Pamphlets. 12:15 p.m. Frank and I drove the suspect, Stephen Banner, to his home, approximately a mile from the high school. We checked the house thoroughly, but we found nothing. We went back to check the garage at the rear of the house.
All right, how about it, son? You want to show us where the rest of the stuff is now?
It's of use. I guess you'll find it anyway. Right there.
Books. Cases of them.
How about it, son? Is she ready to tell us about it?
Who's the contact, son? Where'd they come from?
Charlie. Charlie Hopkins. Only the books, though.
Pamphlets.
Came from another guy. It's a long story.
We got the time, son. Who's this Hopkins?
I met him downtown one Sunday. Penny Arcade on Broadway. Me and this other kid were in there. Bud Spencer. Hopkins came up, started to talk to us.
All right, go ahead, son.
He asked me and Bud if we wanted to sell for him around school.
This friend of yours, Bud Spencer, does he sell them too?
Yeah. He goes to a different school, though. Well, both of us did pretty good with the books. Sold real fast.
The pamphlets
were even better.
That's so. And you say you didn't get the pamphlets from Hopkins. It was somebody else?
A man by the name of Jack. I don't know his last name. Hopkins put us on to him, gave us an introduction, set up the deal. We got the
pamphlets
for 75 cents. Most of the time, they'd bring us a dollar, dollar and a half a piece. Bud and I did pretty good.
You know any other fellas working for this Hopkins? Any other kids in school, I mean?
No, just Bud and me. That's all I know.
On January 29th, trial was held in Division 87, Municipal Court, City and County of Los Angeles, State of California. In a moment, the results of that trial.
Now, here is our star, Jack Webb.
Fatima is the best. Buy Fatima.
The suspect was tried and convicted of violation of Section 311 of the California Penal Code, manufacturing and distributing literature. His accomplice was apprehended and tried and convicted of the same charges. Violation of Section 311 PC is punishable by imprisonment in the county jail for a period not to exceed 6 months, or by a fine of $500, or both.